second revolution. The Hajj ceremony of 1979 was the first Hajj after the victory of the Islamic Revolution and the first camp of the Islamic world for the reflection of the voice of the Islamic Revolution. Imam Khomeini too, in the first Hajj message during the period of the Islamic Revolution, recognized the Abrahamic Hajj as the symbol of Muslim resistance against the superpowers of the East and the West. Ayatollah Khamenei too, along with the several other revolutionary activists, had departed for the World Hajj Congress at this time.
یادم میاد یک شبی رو پشت بام در مکه بعثه نشسته بودیم به درست بشیم بخوابیم رادیو رو گوش میکردیم رادیوی ساعت 12 ایران رو که رادیو خبر داد که دانشجویان مسلمان بیرون خط امام لانه سفارت آمریکا تسخیر کردن. برای ما این مطلب مهم آمد، البته یه قدری هم نیمناک شدیم. اینا کی هستند؟ این کار کردن مال چه جنایی هستند و چه گروه هستند؟ احتمال داشت که جناهای چپ برای استفاده سیاسی خودشون بخوان یک حرکاتی انجام بدن و احیانا شعارهای براق و جالبی رو به خودشون اختصاص بدن. به شدت نگران بودیم تا اینکه اون اخبار ساعت 12 مورد نظر گفتش که دانشجویان مسلمان پیرو به خط امام، که به مجرد اینکه اسم مسلمان و پیرو به خط امام رو ما شنیدیم خیالمون راحت شد، یعنی فهمیدیم که نه دیگه چپ ها و منافقین و حسن طلب ها نیستن، یه مشت دانشجوی بودی و مسلمان تا اینکه برگشتن.
Practical renunciation of polytheists didn't just take place in Hajj, but also kilometers away in the heart of Tehran. Despite the intense pressure from the Western media and some internal groups, with Imam Khomeini's firm support for the students, his revolutionary hands provided full-scale support to the students' movement with speeches, lectures, interviews, taking stands, visits, and meetings. Among these figures, Imam Khamenei, who, along with the decisive positions of Imam Khomeini, explained and strengthened the position of the Islamic Republic of Iran regarding the den of espionage. In one of the most important of these stances, Ayatollah Khamenei showed up at the American Embassy on November 30th, 1979, the same day as Ashura of Imam Hussein, to deliver a speech to the masses on Talaghani Street in Tehran, explaining the position of the Islamic Republic of Iran against America.
امروز جلاد این ملت در حمایت دولت امریکا، ملت هرگز اون دولت را نخواهد
کرد. April 14th, 1980. One of the challenging issues of the capturing of the den of espionage was the condition of the spies and the security forces of the embassy. Several days after the capturing, Imam Khomeini issued the order to release the women and African Americans. On the other hand, world media did extensive propaganda about the inhumane treatment of these people by displaying it on their commercials. It was at this time Imam Khamenei, with a media initiative, goes to meet the hostages and talk to them so that the hostages themselves speak about their condition for the people of the world.
من اطلاع دارم هم بچه ها و هم همه ملت ایران، چون بچه ها هم خودشون نیستن، اینا در حقیقت یه نموداری از احساسات مردمه. این دلشون نمیخواد شما این نیاره، به عکس دلشون میخواد که هرچی زودتر شما برید. منطقه خب این کلیدش دست اینها نیست، دست ما هم نیست، دست اون کسانیست که حاضر نیستن به خواسته به حق یک ملت جواب بدن. این تصدیق میکنید شما که محمد رضای پهلوی باید بیاد اینجا محاکمه بشه؟
من که حرفی ندارم در این
کنم، یعنی فکر میکنم هر آدم منصفی این مسئله رو خیلی روشن میتونه ببنده. اون رو مجرمه باید بیاد اینجا خب محاکمه بشه.
تو اون که شکی نیست، یعنی اون در مجرم بودن اون که شکی نیست.
But this wasn't the end of the story. Essentially, the pressure that the threat of the American government for the release of its spies in Iran had made some of those involved in this movement doubtful and uncertain. Imam Khamenei traveled to Qom, along with the several members of the Council of the Islamic Revolution, to meet Imam Khomeini and determine the future of the American hostages as regards to the threats of America. It ended in a simple but deep answer.
هاشمی رفسنجانی و بنی صدر رفتیم خدمت امام که از امام بپرسیم که چه کار کنیم. پرسیدیم که آه اینجوریه، فشار میارن که اینا رو زودتر هر چی زودتر آزاد کنیم. امام رو کردن به ما، گفتن که از آمریکا میترسید. بنده عرض کردم نه خیر نمیترسید. گفتم پس نمیخواد برشون.
19th January 1981. After 444 days following the failure of the government of the United States of America in the incident of its captured embassy in Tehran, political crisis rose in this country and Jimmy Carter lost the elections. Media pressure and criticism of American public opinion had now flowed towards the government of this country and practically forced America to commit to not to meddle in the internal affairs of Iran, to lift commercial and economic sanctions and unfreeze frozen Iranian assets. As a result of this agreement, despite the fulfillment of the commitments and the release of the American citizens by Iran, the United States government once again did not act upon its commitments made in the Algiers Agreement. America's den of espionage in Iran never reopened again, but America's extensive plan to replace this lost location and position via infiltration continued. The story of sabotage and the coup d'etat and interference in other countries by America was also in the permanent agenda of this government's policy, and even the close partners of the United States were not spared from it. It is famous that John Negroponte, the second deputy of the U.S. military commander in Iraq, in the era after Saddam, had asked to the political leaders of Iraq, "Do you know why the coup d'etat never takes place in America?" The Iraqi officials listed many, many reasons, but Negroponte answered in one sentence, "Because America doesn't have an embassy in Washington."